So Baruch Hashem, we're back in Beis HaMedrash after the magnificent and glorious days of Yom Tov. Days of Yom Tov are always a blessing. But a person should see the blessing in every state and in every situation, and there is something wonderful about the routine of Talmud Torah as well. So Baruch Hashem, it was great to have the Yom Tovim. And Yom Tovim, I had a tremendous schus of about this Torah. But we're always happy to come back to the Shiurim Kvu'im. It is only natural that the first shiur we have after Chag HaMatzah should be about Tzvias HaOmer. Because Tzvias HaOmer are the days that combine, that bring together, the bridge, Pesach and Shavuot. And all the Rishonim interpret Tzvias HaOmer as days that come to teach and indicate the connection between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Torah, between Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuot. So we are in the midst of mitzvahs Sefiras HaOmer. Tonight we counted 16 days. The mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer is Min HaTorah or Min HaRabbanan. The basic source is Menachas Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Abaye says, mitzvah l'mimne yoyma, mitzvah l'mimne shavuot. It is a mitzvah to count the days, it is a mitzvah to count the weeks. Quite obvious, because we find the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer twice in Torah's Moshe. Parshas Emor, the very well-known psukim that Hasidim say every night when they say L'shem Yichud before Sefiras HaOmer. וספרתם לכם במוחץ השבס מיום הביחם עשויים הרתנו פה שבע שבועות מימויס תהיינו. So this pasuk deals with counting weeks. Seven entire weeks. Seven full weeks. עד במוחץ השבס השביעי תספרו חמישים יום. So the pasuk goes on to say that we need to count 50 days. And we find this mitzvah once again in Mishnah Torah and Parshas Re'eh. The formulation there is Sheva Shavuos, Kisfalacho, Mohochel Chamish, Batom Atochel, Lisbo Sheva Shavuos. In that Posuk doesn't speak about counting days, but Sheva Shavuos, counting weeks. So Abaye says this mitzvah has duality. Mitzvah Lemimne Yoyma, Mitzvah Lemimne Shavuos. Rabbonin de Beir Avashi, that's what they did. That was their custom. Ameimar, one of the great Ameroim, Ameinamor Yoima Veloimon Shavui, Ameimar counted days and he did not count the weeks. Why? He explained Zechel Amigdosh. Sefiras HaOmer in our day is only a Zechel Amigdosh. Because Sefiras HaOmer and a Torah is relevant only when there is a Korban Omer, only when we bring the sacrifice. When the base of Mikdash is Oymed Al Tiloi. That is what the Pasuk seems to make clear. Miyoyim Haviyachem Es Oymer HaTanifo. When do we count? From the day we bring the Korban Oymer. So when there is no Korban, because we have no base of Mikdash, there is no mitzvah of Svira. And therefore, Svira is Oymer in our days. Liyachal Korban base of Mikdash is only the Rabbonan Zeichel HaMikdash, and therefore, if it's only Zeichel HaMikdash, counting days would be sufficient, and we don't need to count the weeks. What is our minig? Halochik Divrei Abaye. Why is that? What is the machlokes between Abaye, who argues we need to count days and weeks, and Hameimah that says it would be enough just to count the days because it's Zeichel HaMikdash? Is Abaye's opinion that Sefiras HaOmer is Manazed Diuraisa? And that is actually the source of this argumentation between the two different opinions. Abaye maintaining Svias Wayme Bismana said you right, and Ameima maintaining Svias Wayme Bismana says only Zeichel Amigdash. Or maybe we could offer a different interpretation. Everybody agrees that Svias Wayme Bismana says only the Rabbanan. Everybody might agree that Svias Wayme Bismana says merely Zeichel Amigdash. But Abaye's opinion is nevertheless, call the Tikkun Rabbanan and the Uraisa Tikkun. Why would that make a difference? Why would that make a difference? We have many mitzvahs that Bismanas are in the Rabbanan, but nevertheless, the halachas are the same. Why should that make a difference? Abaye argues, because Svias Wayme Bismana says only Zeichel Amigdash, you could get away with doing somewhat of a mitzvah without its full details. But Abaye would argue, well, it is agreeable that Svias Wayme Bismana says only the Rabbanan, and it's only Zeichel Amigdash, but that wouldn't make a difference. You still need to be mekayim the mitzvah in its fullest, in its entirety. Obviously, those two different interpretations are Machlokes Rambam and the other Rishonim. The Rambam maintaining in Perek Zayin Hilchos Tmidon v'Musafin, because Hilchos Svias Wayme and Rambam are not in Sefer Zmanim with other halachas of Yomim Tovim, but rather in Tmidon v'Musafin with other dinim of Avodah Beis Hamikdash. And that is because the Rambam maintains Svias Wayme Bismana says D'oraisa. So Svias Wayme essentially, originally, has to do with the Kor Maimo. But nevertheless, it's Min HaTorah even Bismana says. Obviously, the Rambam understanding that is the argument between Abaye and Ameima. And Abaye says, we need to count days and weeks because Svias Wayme Bismana says Min HaTorah. However, the Tosfos, Menachos Samach Vavah Medalef and Rosh, at the end of Masechet Pesachim. Because those Rishonim that didn't write commentary on Seder Kodshim, and they only wrote Halacha Lamaisa, the Rif and the Rosh and the Ran, they put together all the Halachas of Svias Wayme at the end of Masechet Pesachim. There is no Gemara in Pesachim dealing with Svias Wayme. But where should they put Svias Wayme? They didn't write a Masechet Menachos. And because Svias Wayme is juxtaposed to Chag HaMatzos, and we start counting the second day of Pesach, that is why all the other Rishonim put Svias Wayme into the end of Masechet Pesachim. So the Rosh, at the end of Masechet Pesachim and Tosfos, the Menachos Samach Vav and Aleph maintain Svias Wayme is Manasseh the Rabbanon, even though we count days and weeks. Obviously understanding that is not the Machlokes Abaye and Ameima. When the Gemara says Zeichel Amigdoshu, that is agreed upon by all parties. Svias Wayme Bismana Zeh Bisman She'en Korban Omer is only Midrabonon. The Machlokes is whether that would make a difference. And Abaye maintaining, even though it's just a Zeichel Amigdosh, you still need to be Mekayim this mitzvah with all its specifics and all its details. Ameima arguing, no, it's only Zeichel Amigdash, so we could get away with Minyan HaYomim without Minyan HaShavuos. And this has a very clear halacha lemaisa, not gemina. It makes a difference. Lagavi Sveikis. Tosfos arguing, and the Rosh agreeing with Tosfos. One could count Svias Wayme Bein HaShmoshes, Sofek Yoyim, Sofek Laila, because it's the Rabbanon, Sveike the Rabbanon Lekula. And that is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Tov Peites, Siv Beis. The Shulchan Aruch writes, HaMizaktikim Einam Soifrim Ad Tseis HaKoychavim, but that is only Medaktikim. Chein Ra'ui La'asot, Toitlis, and the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch maintain. Even a Chatzchila person is entitled to count Svira with a Brocha Ben HaShmoshes because Sveike the Rabbanon Lekul. When Abaye says Mitzvah Ramim Neyoim and Mitzvah Ramim Neshevui, are they two different mitzvahs or two sides of the same coin? Not every Tzivui is defined as a mitzvah. Many mitzvahs contain different parts, different components, different ma'isim. Just as an example, mitzvah sachatos, ha'oila, ha'oshom, each korban is defined as a mitzvah into itself. But each korban has four different avoidas. Shechita, kabbalah, ha'olocha, zurikas, adam, and all those are one mitzvah. And we do not define shechita as a mitzvah, kabbalah as mitzvah number two, Zurika mitzvah number three, ha'olocha mitzvah number four. No, many mitzvahs have different parts, different components. The same is Machlokes Rambam and Ramban, Hafrosha Satumas Vamaisas, Hafrosha and Asina Lakoyin, Hafrosha and Asinas Maisa Lalevi. Are they two mitzvahs or one mitzvah? So not every command, not every tzivui is defined as a mitzvah in itself. So when Abaye says mitzvah lamim neyoyim and mitzvah lamim neshevui, are they two mitzvahs or two sides of the same coin, two parts of one mitzvah? That is once again a machloikis and a shoinim. And why the Rambam makes it very clear and safe for the mitzvahs when Abaye says, we have a mitzvah counting days, we have a mitzvah counting weeks. Those are not two mitzvahs. One mitzvah that has two parts, two halakim, two different ma'isim. But ultimately, one mitzvah. And therefore, we make only one bracha. So Rambam argues, if we would be dealing with two different mitzvahs, we would say two brachas. And the fact that we only say one mitzvah makes it clear. We say one bracha makes it clear because it's one mitzvah. So maybe at another opportunity, we will discuss what, to me, is a big, big tzorachiyun in this Rambam. Because the Rambam is the one that argues that we only make one bracha on Tfilin Shaliyah and Tfilin Shalosh. Even though it's clear in the Mishnah Menachos that two tefillin are two different mitzvahs. Tefillin Shaliyad and Tefillin Shoresh Einam Ma'akvim Ze Et Ze. If you only have one of the two, you still say a bracha, you're still machuyev to put it on. Tefillin Shaliyad and Tefillin Shoresh are two mitzvahs. And the Rambam's opinion is, we say one bracha. And the Rambam also makes it clear on the source of this halacha, the Yerushalmi, when a person is mafresh Tumas and Maisus, Tumas, Maiserishin, Tumas Maiser, Maiser Shaini, each and every one of these approaches is a mitzvah in itself. But nevertheless, he makes one bracha, Lahafresh Tumas and Maisus. So we find two different sources in the Rambam. When we perform B'chodah Machta at once, different mitzvahs. They are different mitzvahs, but by their very nature, they are similar. Because after all, tefillin shaliyah and tefillin shalosh are both tefillin. Essentially, they convey the same message. They have the same essence. Two mitzvahs, one bracha. Tumas ha'maisis, different mitzvahs. Different mitzvahs. Tumah goes to the kohen, ma'aser ishin goes to the levi. Tumas ha'maisis goes from the levi to the kohen. Ma'aser sheni, everyone is entitled to eat in Yerushalayim. But nevertheless, they're all tumas ha'maisis. And therefore, they're all